Welcome to the Midday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and we have two guests today. Taking us down to the quiz question at 12:30, we'll have live music and a combination, as I promised you, that you may not have heard. Our guests are Samantha George, who plays the violin, and Stas Venglevsky, who plays the Russian bion, and welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting us today, Norman.
Now, that's your cue, Stas. You may speak now.
Very nice to be here, Norm. Thanks. Nervous. Wonderful studio you have here.
Yeah. Well, we do what we can. We do produce a lot of music out of here and a lot of fascinating conversation, too.
Parking is wonderful.
That's the one challenge, is the parking. That's true.
It is often, yes. It's often the biggest challenge of the whole day is just finding the parking. I apologize for that.
We're still in a good mood, yeah, today.
Well, we'll try to keep that mood on the good side, at least for the next half hour. Both of you are participating in the Green Lake Festival of Music, which, in fact, are you the first performance?
We are starting everything off tomorrow.
You're starting everything off tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a seniors concert, and we're actually playing at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake at 1:30. And as I understand it, a number of seniors are going to be bussed in for this concert, and it should be great fun. So we are kicking off the whole festival, which actually goes all the way through July 24th.
Yes, I see that. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for the most part, that kind of thing. But the festival goes on for a good chunk of the summer, and it's one of the highly thought of musical events in Wisconsin. Now, how did it come about that you, Samantha, who are a violinist, and you, Stas, who plays the Russian bion, decided to perform together? How did that come about?
Well, I first met Stas when I was playing in the Milwaukee Symphony, and it was a concert. I was sitting concertmaster for this concert, and Stas was the featured soloist. And I see him walk on stage with the accordion, and I'm thinking, oh, no, it's an accordion. What's going to happen next? And he's going to be right next to me, and it's going to be loud. And then he started playing, and I was completely mesmerized and blown away. I'd never heard anything like it. And we soon became friends after that. And actually, Stas, I think you were the person who came up with our idea for the first concert that we did together.
Yeah, and it's a unique combination. And one of ideas was to play Vivaldi Four Seasons with violin and accordion. That's what we did, one of the first projects.
It never occurred to Vivaldi, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, that's how somehow we just started playing, and every now and then we have invitations to play different concerts.
Actually, the first time we did the Vivaldi Four Seasons, we weren't quite ready to break free of tradition, and we actually did have a cellist with us and a mandolin.
And
a rain stick. Oh, we had a lot of sound effects, too. But then we started thinking, maybe we don't need all those people. We can just do it on our own.
I have bass. I have left hand. And
sure.
It's like a miniature orchestra.
Well, you have to be a miniature orchestra, right, to play that. And what's the difference between a bion and an accordion? I mean, is there any difference?
Bion is has more, like, features, bigger range. Accordion is not as many octaves as bion. And it's there's buttons, there's no piano keys on the right hand, which makes a little bit easier to play, and you can play, like, at the same time more notes. You can play all classical repertoire, like fugue by Bach, and it makes not easy, but much easier than on piano accordion. It's some advantage there.
But
and sound-wise, it's probably very close to the same. Maybe this bion has a little more power, because it's a little bigger and bigger reeds, and left-hand bass is so deep. So, and it's very popular in Russia.
I was going to say
Europe,
very popular
Eastern
in
Europe.
Russia,
yeah.
Very popular in Moldova, which is where you come from.
And taken very seriously. People don't tell you jokes about accordion.
There are accordion jokes, but I won't repeat them here. Perhaps during a pledge drive for a small fee. No, not even then.
When we leave, you can tell anything.
The accordion originated in Germany, did it, before it came to Russia? And
well,
here, do we know?
There's so many debates. Some people think in Germany. Some people say way back to China and India. You know, accordion has far routines more further than we think.
Well, when they find
but 19th century Italians brought it to Italy, and that's where they start huge development of, you know.
When we find one in an Egyptian pyramid, we'll know.
There you go.
There once,
Well, speaking of Vivaldi, I'm curious now as to what the Four Seasons, or at least one of them, would sound like with this combination of bion and violin.
Well, we did bring the first movement of Vivaldi's Winter Concerto with us today, so I think maybe on this scorchingly hot 100-degree day, it'd be nice to have
a little draft of winter.
Little teeth-chattering action going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so this will be from Winter by Vivaldi from the Four Seasons with my guest today, Samantha George, violin, and Stas Venglivsky playing the Russian Bayan. Winter, part of Winter from the Four Seasons by Vivaldi, as rendered by that combination of violin and the Russian accordion known as the Bayan, as played by Samantha George and Stas Venglivsky, respectively. And it came out very nicely. I mean, it's not the combination you'd expect, but it worked very well, I thought. Samantha, is there anything, I mean, how do you... You've played the Four Seasons, you know, many times, I'm sure, and they are violin concertos. What are you doing differently here than you would do with a Baroque orchestra?
Actually, I'm playing pretty much exactly the same thing that I would if I were performing as soloist with a Baroque orchestra. And in fact, a couple years ago at Lawrence University, where I teach, I performed the two of the Four Seasons with the Lawrence Symphony Orchestra, and we didn't use a conductor, which was really fun because it was gigantic chamber music. And really, I pretty much play the same thing when I play with Stas, although there are a couple of movements where we've switched parts so that he can have the melody, uh-huh. and I play more of an accompanimental
figure.
Sometimes
we just double melody in thirds mm-hmm. or sixths.
Stas has added some. He has some kind of creative harmonies that he experiments with sometimes. So it's a work in progress. We're working on some different arrangements and versions.
Well, that was always true in the Baroque era too.
Exactly,
constant experimentation.
I think Vivaldi would have loved it. I mean, the whole idea is with a lot of this Baroque music is it should be able to be played by everyone, and that way you have more exposure. So,
do you ever pass the, I'll call it the melody line or the lead back and forth during a course of a performance?
I don't know. We do that with other things more, right?
And you're playing this, did you tell me, during the Green Lake Festival of Music, this is one of the pieces?
One of the pieces, and we have lots of more.
Lots more
variety
where that came from.
Of music, yeah.
We're actually going to play Summer and Winter tomorrow, yeah. So people get the extremes
we'll do some
there.
Some folk tunes, some gypsy.
I was going to say, it would seem like a natural for gypsy music.
Yeah.
That combination of violin and accordion.
Next piece, it's not gypsy, but it's folk, you know, very unique piece, two-step.
This is an Italian piece, a musette? Is that what's next?
No, we're going to do...
You want to play musette, or you want to play two-step?
We could play two-step, yeah.
Oh,
you want to play that?
Okay, yeah.
Whichever you prefer.
I'm never going to complain, because this is my favorite one that Stas has arranged for us, so...
Yeah, so okay. We'll do...
And this is a Polish folk melody?
Ukrainian,
okay, we'll get that right. And two-step, obviously, is a dance that was very popular in the 19th century in particular. So here it is. Makes me want to go back to Odessa or some far-flung place like that where they play a lot of that kind of thing. That was two-step, a Ukrainian folk melody, as played by our guests today, Samantha George, violin, and Stas, Venglivsky, playing the Russian accordion. And when I say playing the Russian accordion, it's actually, you do have to be kind of a one-man band, don't you, because you're playing keyboards or buttons with each hand And you have to keep the thing powered up in the meantime by the bellows.
Yeah, it's like orchestra. Yeah, because left hand, you have bass, chord. And another unique thing about accordion, there's called chords. You play one note and there's a whole three notes you can hear. You see? This kind of accompaniment, you do it like you don't need band, really.
you can just keep it up.
Yeah, bass chord, and there's so many things you can do by yourself.
You get a little winded.
I wish I could sing, you know.
I was going to say, you get a little winded, don't you? Just playing the instrument, it'd be hard to be
Samantha
an accordion player.
Doesn't like my voice, she said.
Well, you work on that. I'd like to see that sometime. And you can, I would guess that Wisconsin would be a good place to find accordions, because there's such a tradition of...
Used to be, not as much now. You know, accordion was very popular, you know, better
sure.
in the 50s here.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Myron Florin, DeCantina.
Oh, yes,
but
right.
It's not as much as used to be. But you still can find accordions. There's accordion shops. There's some, yeah. Or with internet online, you can find all these places.
So I'm sure an accordion, like a violin or any other kind of instrument, there is a kind of a base price below which you really shouldn't even try to play the instrument. How much do you think is kind of the minimum investment to become an accordion player, not counting the lessons, but to find an instrument that you know you can reasonably expect to play?
You mean in, as far as to buy instruments? Mm-hmm. They're not expensive these days here. I mean, if you want good instrument, like it depends what level you, if you're professional and you're looking for good instruments, they are expensive. Like this, I just got brand new. Range of between $10,000 and $30,000. But if you're amateur or you want to play like polka or some Cajun, you can find used instruments for a very reasonable price, $100 until $1,000 or
okay. so. Okay, so it's yeah. like any There's, other kind of instrument.
Yeah, and many people buy accordions in rummage sales.
How did they ever get into those rummage sales?
it was in the, like in the basement for 50 years and somebody wants just to get rid of it.
Are there a lot of female accordion players?
Not a lot, but mm-hmm. some. In Europe, in Russia, there is...
Got to have good shoulders to play that instrument?
Well, yeah.
Because it's heavy. I mean,
sure.
that's one of the issues, too. It's, what, 30
you
pounds?
You need some strings to play. Yeah, it's 33. This one, a little bit new one, a little lighter, 27 pounds. But I don't walk. I just sit and it's in my laps. No, it's not really... difficult to play, but when I stand, I have another small instrument. It's like only 9 kilos. I could throw. There's different sizes.
Yeah, about 20 pounds or so.
It depends also what kind of music you play. Yeah.
That you just play the two-step almost begs for a dancer, doesn't it? I mean, you almost dance when you play it.
Everybody welcome tomorrow to dance.
That would be fun. That would be fun. We have played some tango concerts where people were dancing while we were playing, which is nice, too.
We might play a tango tomorrow, too. Yeah, I'd like to invite all your audience to
show up
and
find
see
out.
Us. Yeah.
Okay. In the meantime, you have another piece, don't you, this musette?
I don't know. Russian or musette? What should I play?
Oh, either one. I mean, Russian certainly would play well.
Russian?
Go for it, Stas.
I go for it.
Oh, so what will this be?
That would be Russian folk dance.
Just a Russian
and
folk
title,
dance.
Don't ask me because it's very hard to translate and very hard to pronounce. Saratovsky Peribory.
Saratovsky Peribory. Okay.
That's perfect, yeah.
Bravo, indeed. Bravo. At times, though, I have to say that may be Russian, but at times it sounded like a Swiss yodel to me in the middle there.
Yeah, possible.
A lot of things in there. Well, it's been a great pleasure.
Connected.
Having you here today for the midday and come back.
Thanks.
We would love to.
Yeah,
and please come check us out at the Green Lake Festival. You can find out more about the festival at greenlakefestival.org. But we're playing tomorrow at 1:30 in the Thrasher Opera House.
And if everyone comes, we'll play Dr. Zhivago, a lot of things from Dr. Zhivago.
You get a lot of requests for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We want to hear Lara's theme.
Dark Eyes.
Dark Eyes. Yeah. Another big one. Yeah.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Written by a Frenchman, though, Maurice Jarre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff. He also wrote Lawrence of Arabia, also, Maurice Jarre.
Russian writer, French composer.
Mm-hmm.
Made by
it's a wonderful, book too, Dr. Zhivago. Good stuff.
Well, thanks again for having us. It's a pleasure.
It's been a treat, and we'll look forward to hearing more. So you're going to be the two of you are going to be playing together, other than Green Lake. I mean, is this sort of an ongoing thing that you do? Although you work out of Milwaukee and you work out of Appleton mostly.
About every month or so, we have seem to have a concert. We're going to be playing on Washington Island in August.
August 5th, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we're trying to finish this project, Vivaldi Four Seasons, for this combination. But it's going slow, but we'll get it done.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We'll look forward to that, too. Well, thanks again for coming and break some legs at the festival. So it should be quite the series of events. Our guests today, Samantha George, the violinist, and Stas Venglevsky with the Russian Bayan.